The Black-Shawled Widows of Castileon. The Black-Shawled Widows of Castileon stepped from clamorous hives of tenement houses and walked the grafted sycamore Alameda, two slow dark seasons of belief. They've come out for the night's paseo, pulling their market carts, question stooped, cobbled hand in hand, with bread for the pigeon still and spit for the bust of Franco. They walked to the Stork Priesthood Cathedral, and I've seen what walks behind them. I no longer expect to see the winged heads of powdered angel babies, rose-cheeked and corpulent, hovering high above the traceries pulling golden chains. Nor do I wait for an immaculate wind to stir a pallet of silver clouds into a thunder annunciation. But how I want these widows to pull their market carts through the carved portal and feel the cathedral, that summa of faith in light and stone, first sway like a line of boats at harbor, then lift into the air. Let this happen not finally, but at last, the holy husk, fueled by how many centuries of votives, has waited to rise, to lift from its buttresses and ashlars a prismed balloon, and gather the widows up into all of light's vocabulary. At last it should rise above the plague of mopeds and florid tourists of the coin-operated world, ascend in some infinite direction, up where the night-summoned stars pulse and parry. But let it drift back down and cover the tombs that faintly read a key as sparrow, though the rest is worn away. Let it settle back on its foundations, bringing back the impassioned widows at that dawn moment when objects drift back into themselves and the great rose window returns whatever light the stars have tied.